A quick update now on the election in Afghanistan. Obama, the president yesterday, or actually the president earlier in the month of August, had this to say about the people who voted in the Afghan election.
We knew that the Taliban would try to derail this election. Yet even in the face of this brutality, millions of Afghans exercised the right to choose their leaders and determine their own destiny.
But if the election in Afghanistan is derailed, it may be because of the behavior of the candidates themselves. Brian Katulis is a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress. He was an election observer in Afghanistan, and we asked him onto the program to comment on the growing number of allegations of fraud in the election that all have to be checked before this election can be certified. The Obama administration has hoped it would be certified by mid-September. That looks pretty doubtful. Brian, first of all, what is the nature of the allegations, and can we say that this election is even salvageable, given that there are hundreds of allegations of corruption in the voting?
Well, there's a wide range of allegations, including ballot box stuffing, to problems with voter ID cards, with women in particular. We don't know yet the magnitude of, or how large those alleged vote fraud instances are. But it looks pretty serious. We're up in the hundreds in terms of close to 700-800 high priority complaints that the Electoral Commission is looking at, the Complaints Commission. And, you know, I think, and I stated this before, that it was way too early the day of the election or the day after the election for the president or anyone else to call this process a success, because it still is a process. I think of it as a baseball game. We're still in the seventh inning of a process that's still unfolding, because it takes much longer in a country like Afghanistan just to simply tabulate the votes.
Well, the question is really, are there steroids in the ballot box? You know, if you're going to use the baseball analogy there, let's look at the disturbing story on Sunday, when all of a sudden the allegations that the commission that you mentioned has to look into doubled from 270 allegations to over 500 allegations. It seems like there's two clocks ticking here. One is to get a new government in place for just the stability of the country, but there's also the sense of public outrage in Afghanistan. At a certain point, people are just going to give up on this process altogether. How much time does the Electoral Commission have, do you think?
I actually, I think it probably has a few weeks past the September 17th target date that they set for itself, but not much longer than that. And right now, I think there's been a relative period of quiet inside of Afghanistan. I highlight relative. It's the holy month of Ramadan. Violence has been down somewhat. I worry, and I stated this even before the elections, about the prospect for post-election violence. It's not a bold prediction. There was a lot of violence on election day. There were about 300 to 400 attacks around the country. But I don't think they can delay too long, because if it looks like this is running for a second round.
And it does at this point, right?
Yeah, it does so far. I mean, we're not certain yet. We only have got about 50% of the results in. But it will go to a second round with the two top vote getters if none of them get more than 50%. If that happens, I mean, it would be – they would try to have to hold this election before the winter comes, because in Afghanistan, because of the snows and the climate and the environment, it's very, very difficult to hold an election, I think, past late October.
So there's really a weather clock ticking. Brian Katulis, a senior fellow at the Center for American Progress, taking a look at the election just passed in Afghanistan and looking forward to the possibility of a runoff between Hamid Karzai, the incumbent president, and Abdullah Abdullah, who was the top opposition vote-getter in the Afghan election. Brian, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.